Disc 4.
A week later, Wilder checked his three dogs into a kennel and embarked on an odyssey that took him from Florida to California and then back across the nation to the tiny town of Colebrook, New Hampshire, 5 minutes from the Canadian border. FBI agents suspect the macabre trek included stop-offs in at least 9 cities where women were abducted or murdered. Wilder's neighbors on Mission Hill Road in Boynton Beach told of occasional parties, several female visitors, and a racing Porsche parked atop a trailer. Lately, the car and property have been the focus of police detectives and newspaper reporters. It's become a historical monument, resident Ken Bankowski said of the Porsche. Though investigators said the cross-country rampage of rape and killing has stopped with Wilder's death, many mysteries surrounding the man remain unanswered. Joseph Corliss, special agent in charge of the FBI office in Miami, said the Bureau will continue to investigate Wilder's past for possible links to other unsolved disappearances. "We're not eliminating anything," said Detective Neighbors. Some of Wilder's movements in recent years have already been documented. Wilder was captured on film at the 1983 Miss Florida pageant in Fort Lauderdale. Pageant officials said last week that a review of videotape taken during an October 1, 1982 media day at the beach shows Wilder among about a dozen photographers. The tape was turned over to the FBI. Elizabeth Kenyon, 23, a part-time teacher and model who disappeared March 5th from Miami, was a finalist in that pageant and possibly met Wilder there. She's still missing, and authorities said Wilder is a suspect in her disappearance. He was at the pageant, and he represented himself as a photographer for Pix magazine from Australia, said Grant Gravett, one of the pageant's producers. Blaine Davis, media coordinator for the pageant, said Wilder presented a media identification card, but it apparently was not checked with the Australian magazine for authenticity. "Normally, with a magazine from Australia, I wouldn't check," Davis said. He did present some credentials that were acceptable at the time. In Australia, PIX officials said there is no record of the magazine ever employing Wilder or purchasing photographs from him. More recently, in what the FBI termed a close call, a 20-year-old Fort Lauderdale model was forced to turn down an invitation, February 23rd, to pose for Wilder when she couldn't arrange transportation to his Boynton Beach home. The young woman, who talked on condition that her name not be used, said a photographer told her Wilder had seen photos of her, was dying to meet her, and wanted to take her photograph for a beer advertisement at the then-upcoming Miami Grand Prix